Dreamscape presents The Dead Husband by Carter Wilson, narrated by Aaron DeWard. Part 1. 1. Barry, New Hampshire, August 11th. The name of the town is Barry, but it hasn't always been. The local government renamed the town from Chester after a local Union soldier named William Barry did some heroic thing or another 100 and whatever years ago. Poor Chester. They took the name of a whole town right away from him. Barry, New Hampshire. Most locals pronounce it Barry, though there's a small faction of lifers who insist it rhymes with fury. Doesn't matter how it sounds out loud. In my head, this town always makes me think of underground things, burrowed by worms, hidden from light. Secrets. I grew up here. Part of me has always been buried here. Thunderheads jostle for space in the summer sky. The air is heavy enough to create a drag on my steps, or maybe it's just my natural hesitation to walk up the long stone path to my father's front door. The house in which I grew up looms, as it always has, grand but not beautiful. Rumhill Road is filled with mansions, but none of them feel like homes. Max grabs my right hand as we approach the door. He does this when he's scared, feeling shy, or simply wants to be somewhere else. In other words, a lot of the time. Not atypical for any 11-year-old, much less one who's going through what Max is, what we both are. I look down, and the diffused light from the gunmetal sky makes his blue eyes glow, as if all his energy is stored right behind those irises. Max has his dad's eyes. Looking at my son, this fact haunts me, as if I'm seeing the ghost of Riley. I don't want to see any part of my dead husband in Max. It hits me again. I'm only 37 and a widow. It's both depressing and freeing. It's okay. I tell him. I think I've said those two words as much as I've said I love you to him over the past month. One phrase is the truth. The other is a hope. I don't like Barry. He says, we just got here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?